Well, now let's check back in briefly in New York, which by far has the most confirmed coronavirus cases in the country, more than 33,000 in the state, 20,000 in New York City. Reporter Gwynne Hogan is with WNYC. And Gwynne, your governor, Andrew Cuomo, says it looks like the rate of hospitalizations in the city is slowing down because of the shelter-in-place orders. But we're seeing pictures of nurses in garbage bags for hospital gowns and lines outside a hospital in Queens. So things still seem really stretched.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that was very cold comfort. He said it was doubling every 2 days to every 4.7 days. But even so, you know, we saw our highest death toll yet yesterday in New York City in a single day. 88 people passed away from the virus. And Cuomo himself yesterday revised his earlier projections, fast forwarding the peak of the outbreak to occur in mid-April instead of March, and saying we might need 40,000 ICU beds instead of 30,000, as his office had earlier projected. And as of today, we now have more than 1,200 people in intensive care units.
Well, if you need 40,000 beds, the city apparently has 3,000, so that's horrendous. And you mentioned mid-April, where people certainly won't be crowding, you know, church pews at that time. Look, Governor Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio have criticized the federal emergency relief package that passed in the Senate last night. Just why?
Yeah, my understanding is that the package includes about $5 billion for New York City and state to plug budget gaps. But New York officials are saying that's like a drop in the bucket. Cuomo called it terrible yesterday. He said the state is expected to lose as much as $15 billion in revenues from the fallout of this crisis. And we still have to spend billions more in order to respond. An earlier House bill had included much more funding for the city and the state.
Yeah, look, there are also considerations, we mentioned them in Kentucky, of getting prisoners, inmates out of jails because of outbreaks there. Just briefly, what are you hearing?
Yeah, there are mounting calls from the board that oversees Rikers Island, from the jails, doctors and advocates to release more vulnerable inmates. As of last night, 200 people were supposed to have been released, but there are thousands more inside, an estimated 900 people over the age of 50. And there's really no safe way for people to be socially isolated inside of Rikers Island. The city says it's still considering more cases, not those with domestic violence or sex crimes charges. It's reviewing more cases and working with district attorneys, but advocates are warning it is not moving fast enough.
Right, to get people out so that they just don't become a huge infected population. Gwynne Hogan with WNYC in New York, thank you.
Thank you.